Welcome to Hope's Garden and the Bridegroom Speaks podcast with Laura Ercolino.
In this meditation, we're going to travel back in time to the wedding feast of Cana and meet Jesus and Mary there. But before we begin by reading the gospel story of the wedding feast at Cana, take a moment and get comfortable. Take a deep breath in and exhale all distractions and worries. Breathe in Jesus's peace, his abiding presence, and exhale all that distracts you and keeps you from giving him your full attention. The Wedding Feast of Cana from the Gospel of John, chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone jars there for the Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. Now take a minute now and envision yourself in that scene. You are there at the wedding feast at Cana with Jesus and Mary. And you turn to Mary in tears. She looks at you with that motherly tenderness and knowing. She takes you by the hand and she leads you to Jesus. She presents you to him and says, "My son, she has run out of wine." Jesus looks with tenderness and kindness into your eyes and says, "My dearest one, hand me the wineskin filled with the water of your tears, the tears you have shed over the loss of your joy, your innocence, your dreams." You hand Jesus the wineskin filled with the water of your sorrows. He holds it against his heart and prays, "Father, please accept this gift from your dear daughter through my hands. In your love, let us transform the water of her tears into the wine of our joy." As you watch the rugged and worn wineskin that you handed Jesus is transformed into shining new wineskin. As Jesus reaches out to hand it to you, he takes you in his arms and hugs you close to his heart. You hear the steady, rhythmic beating of his heart like a lullaby. And then he whispers, "Dearest one, drink deeply now of the wine of our joy, the joy of the Holy Trinity. the joy of divine and everlasting love. Mary and Jesus place their arms around you as you lift the wineskin to your lips. Oh, what sweetness! Let yourself delight in the spiced wine, the juice of your pomegranates, the juice of your grapes pressed under the weight of your suffering and transformed by God's love into the wine of divine joy. Let this wine flow through your very being, into all the crevices of your broken heart. Let his joy transform all of your sorrows. This is what his love does. Heals our brokenness, redeems our suffering, transforms our mourning into dancing, and our weeping into laughing. In him we become whole again. And when the tears come again, remember that he collects them all in his jar. He's with you in the crying and the suffering, just as he's with you in the joy and the rejoicing. And he collects all those tears. And he knows the suffering and the pain and the effort, the work that it takes to shed those tears. Just as it took those servants at the wedding feast of Cana work and effort to go to the well for water and to fill those stone jars. Remember this moment as he took your tears, all collected in that wineskin, in those jars. And in his love and the love of the Father, he transformed them into the wine of joy. And remember the wedding feast of Cana. Remember how they were amazed that the best wine had been saved for last. That Jesus takes what to us seems useless, what seems to us to have no value, and he makes something even better than we ever could have imagined from that. That we can look into our deepest wounds and see his glory now. Your tears are valuable to him. You can come back to this moment whenever you need to and shed the tears that are held inside your heart. Shed them into the wineskin that he holds for you. You don't cry alone. And then ask him again with Mother Mary to transform them into the wine of his joy. He wants to do this for you. He desires to do this for you. Come back to this moment, to this place, this wedding feast of Cana, your wedding feast, the moment when Jesus turns your sorrows into his joy. Come back as often as you need to. He's always waiting for you in Cana.
For more resources and our consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, visit hopesgarden.com, the sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. You may also want to join our community powered by Mighty Networks. Download the Mighty Networks app and find us at Hope's Garden.